Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You down, and then you end up getting swept. But it's also just when these injuries pile up, you know, each injury kind of saps your athleticism a little bit. So you also worry about, like, if you're injured and you don't have time in the off season to spend on, you know, improving your game, maybe, I don't know how much that Sargent would even spend his time, but you'd like him to have the option, certainly. And you'd like him to not be kind of, you know, using kind of damaged legs when he's going for these crazy dunks. So I think that's maybe more of the concern for me, kind of, if you were to say he's not a superstar. I think the injury risk and the lack of kind of being able to put together sustained stretches of health, more so than the antics, which don't really concern me that much, to be honest.
All right. Thank you, Peter. We appreciate it. Thanks for the scouting report.
Of course.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Bye.
So there you go. We will talk to Chris Harrington on the other side. He's written a piece about Santi Aldama. He and Drew did their draft forecast much more to talk about with Chris. Before then, I will tell you, if you have something that you are getting framed this summer, take it to the Frame Corner. Frame Corner is right there on Park Avenue, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. And the reason you take it to the Frame Corner is there are some things that you want professionally framed. It's just true. We all have this. I really care about this. I really need this framed. This would really look nice in the office. This would really look like you want some things that are taken care of and done just right. So you will have them forever to treat them with respect, because they somehow memorialize a moment in your life or something wonderful that happened. And so you want it done by professionals, by people who honestly have been doing it spectacularly well for 50 years. And that's what they do at the Frame Corner. 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. We'll talk to Chris when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chris Harney joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
That's Pete Houses from Indiana's John Mellencamp in honor of America's team, the Indiana Pacers.
You ever spent any time in Indiana, Chris?
I've spent very little time in Indiana, and I think Terre Haute, maybe. I've never even been to Indianapolis. I need to correct that.
Why'd you go to Terre Haute?
If they win, I'm going to the parade, man. I got to get in the car.
How far is it? It's probably a little way. It's probably 8 hours from me, 6 hours from you.
I don't know. Yeah. It's drivable.
Why'd you go to Terre Haute? Terre Haute.
I don't remember. My mother, for a while when I was in high school, my mother lived in Illinois, and there was some reason we were there. I don't remember anymore.
Yeah,
it's a blur.
I've been to Indianapolis a couple times. I guess we had NCAA, we had a Final Four there, didn't we? There were Final Fours there, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I mean, there's always Final Fours.
Yeah, I've been to Final Fours there, and I guess, I went to Peyton Manning's first game ever as a Colt. Covered that.
RCA Dome.
At the RCA Dome. And maybe it was even an exhibition game. I don't remember that. And then there was some other reason. But I've never been to Bloomington. People like Bloomington. And a bunch of people from here go to Indiana. Anyway, you've been a big Pacers fan from way back. How you feeling?
No, the Pacers are high. If I ever did my list of ranking the franchises 1 to 30, the Pacers would be very high. Probably top 5, maybe. You know, I like those old Pacers teams. I like the Central Time Zone city and the whole shebang. And that's got real history. They're one of those teams that's got real history without having won a title. And so you go to the ABA days and then the Reggie Miller days and then the Ron Artest, Malice in the Palace days. And there's a lot of stuff there with the Pacers. So, and I really like this Pacers team. I was surprised by last night though. I was stunned by last night.
I was stunned by the series. So I've been wrong on. I mean, literally, the Thunder have been substantial favorites in every single game.
I thought, as I said from the jump, I thought the Pacers could be competitive with them. I thought they had a much better chance than the Knicks would have to be competitive. But I really thought, and we've seen what happened last night is something we've seen play out. We've seen it play out in this playoffs, right? It's the home team facing elimination gets the huge effort, and the team that does not have its back against the wall lets up a little bit.
Yep.
But I didn't think that was going to happen last night. It was a title clincher for the Thunder, right? It seems like you should be able to get up for that. And then, given the Halliburton injury and given just the way the things had turned, I really thought the series had ended, in the fourth quarter of Game 4. I thought that was it. When the Thunder pulled out Game 4 in Indiana, I thought that was probably the series.
Suddenly,
I just didn't see both the big effort from the Pacers and then just the not a big effort at all from the Thunder in that spot.
No, suddenly I feel like Greg Doyle wait, it's game seven. How is it possible for you not to play as hard? I think you're right, though. In a literally a closeout game to win a championship, it doesn't feel like that's one. Hey, we're on the road. We'll just mail it in, and even cycle, even, you know, all of the subliminally that you'd feel, and then particularly when they're wounded, right? That's the other part of it, is they're wounded, and so they're the ones who are apt to run up the flag. But there is some like it also did expose the flaw in this Thunder team, right? Like when they are not forcing turnovers, offensively they can be kind of balky.
Yeah, no, they're not. Chet is just not all the way there offensively yet. He's still a work in progress. They're mostly like role player guys around SGA and Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams is still like on a rookie contract. And no, they are predicated on overwhelming you with defense and turning defense into offense and sort of that. And that just wasn't there for them last night. The Pacers only had 10 turnovers in that game. The Thunder had 21, I think. Pacers dominated the boards. I mean, the Thunder, you know, used that stuff to get more shots than the other team, and I think the Pacers had 20-something more shots than them, field goal attempts, last night. And they just did not have that defensive intensity. And if that defensive intensity is not there, it's not like they're suddenly a bad team. Like, you know, I think if they played league-average defense, they'd still be a playoff team, right? But that is the recipe for why they've been great. And it starts with that defensive pressure, that defensive intensity, and they just did not have that.
So they'll be home, obviously, for Game 7, and that they've been great at home. And role players play better at home, and the crowd will be behind them. And so I'm sure you expect them. But you don't – like,
and
Game 7 are Game 7.
Hurt. The calf injuries don't automatically heal itself. So, yeah, like the Thunder should win Game 7. Absolutely. But, like, I don't know. You play the game for a reason.
But you play the game for a reason. Absolutely. So I was just talking to my son, Peter, about the Pacers. And because I asked this question, in terms of the Grizzlies, analogizing it to the Grizzlies and what they did with the Desmond Bane trade is, you know, they've got two stars and then a bunch of, you know, role players, right?
And they don't have a classic number three.
They don't have a number three.
They might have four good number fours, you know? It's more that kind of construction.
Yeah. And so he said, yeah, well, like, if you want to, like, go ahead and, like, they're winning a title, if they win a title, or getting to a game seven, by beating teams that have consistently been either more talented or whatever. And if you want to try to do that, whatever, but that's not a way to make a living. But maybe in this new world, it is a way to make a living. Like in this new salary structure.
It's not, it may not be the team construction you would most choose if you could choose any team construction, but it is a team construction that is more available to you to choose.
Right. Like, that's true.
You can't choose to have, you know, two top 10 wings in the league in their prime, like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. You can strive for that. You can't just choose it. You certainly can't choose to have, like, hey, let's have Kevin Durant and Steph Curry on the same team, right? Not anybody can choose that kind of situation. You can't choose to have Nikola Jokic and just whatever you put with him because he's the best player in the world. You can strive to build a team that has, you know, you can't snap your fingers and have two all-NBA level talents, but the Grizzlies already got that. You know, at their best, John Morant's been that. He's been second team all-NBA. Jaren Jackson just finished, like, he was going to be all-NBA until, like, a late swoon and probably should have been anyway. So they kind of have that already if those guys are playing their best. And if you have that, at least, you can choose. You can endeavor with skill to have a team around them that looks like the Pacers team. Like, anybody could do that. It just takes a little bit of luck and a little bit of skill.
And according to your most recent piece, or 2 days ago now, you're right, you're very prolific week, Chris. I listen to the podcast, and you're doing the early word, and you've got the film piece, which we'll get to in a minute, and whatever else. So I don't know when this was, but within the last couple of days, you indicated that the Grizzlies already have their Obi Toppin.
It is funny, because I can remember whether it was on a podcast, or maybe on your show when he was subbing. I was talking to Drew, maybe it was just offline, we were just talking. But at some point, I was talking to Drew in some context, and we were talking about Santi Aldama, and he said, like, you know, what would Santi Aldama look like in a series like this? Like, I started thinking about that. I started looking at Obi Toppin, and I surprised myself about how close they were
in all kinds of ways, like their steal rate and block rate. You wouldn't necessarily think that, given Obi Toppin's athleticism, their rebound rate, you know, you wouldn't necessarily think that. When you start looking really closely at those two players, they are very similar in terms of their production and in terms of their position. Now, stylistically, they're a little bit different. Like, you know, Santi is more smooth and Toppin's more powerful. But in terms of the outcomes that the teams get from those guys, they're actually very similar. And I do think there was some concern about the level of defense and physicality with Santi late last season. But, like, he also, like, put up 23 in that game where they're fighting for their lives in game four. Like, he has shown up as a shot maker in playoff basketball.
So this comes in the context of you talking about the various possible ways ahead with it. But by the way, do you know what Obi Toppin makes? What is
that? Yeah, it's like 14 a year, 14 million a year, 14 to 15. It's in that area. It's in the column I wrote, but it's in that.
You're not gonna get Santi for that ballpark, though. Or maybe that ballpark.
You and Hallinger, maybe slightly more than that, but it will be in that ballpark.
Yeah. So, hey, what do you think it will be? How much do you think Santi will make? And what are describe briefly the paths forward.
So I want to say, like, I referenced Hollinger's free agency piece in mine, and his guess, not what he thought he was worth, because he actually had it higher than that, but his guess at the market was the 20 to 22 million on an average salary. I think it's lower than that. My guess was like the level right below that, the 16 to 19 million, you know, average salary. So however many years it is, that's what I think it is. The full mid-level, which not that many teams have, but the full mid-level is 14. That's a starting point.
Yep.
So I think it probably goes north of that, but I don't think it tops the 20 per year. I really don't.
What's the argument for one way or another, either letting him walk or sign and trade? What's the argument for parting ways with Santi?
The only way I would part ways with him would be if the sign and trade brought back like a player I wanted, as much as I wanted Santi Aldama, you know, relative to salary, or if I was able to use the money, meaning this $11.9 million cap hole. This is not a situation necessarily where you let the guy go, you have no means to replace him. You can't replace the full amount if it's more than that. If he signs a deal that starts at $17 million next season, that doesn't mean you can go out and sign someone else with $17 million. But in this case, it might mean you can go out and sign someone else for 12, because you'll be under the cap that will include his cap hold. So if I think I can sign or trade for someone with that cap hold money that I would want as much as I would want Santi on whatever the new contract he's getting from another team is, sure, do that. But I got to make sure that I'm replacing his slot. If it's not with him, it's with someone else good, you know?
It is funny. It feels like he's... maybe because stylistically there was so much talk about dogs, and that is one thing he is not, right? Like,
right.
He's underappreciated. Is that fair?
I think probably a little bit. I think there's a real reason to wonder about the defense and physicality. I think there's a reason to wonder about the upside of what his role could be, because it's hard to see him starting in this team, you know, with Jaren there. It doesn't quite – you can fit in lineups with him, but it doesn't feel like he's ever going to be the starter. Like, he's blocked at the four, and I don't think he's ever a starting three. But, like, Obi Toppin doesn't start either, right? And so the idea that he could be the sixth, seventh, eighth man in a playoff rotation of a contending team, I think he definitely could be that. The other thing is, like, just because you sign him doesn't mean, like, he will serve out that whole contract with your team, right? That becomes a young player who's good and is on a tradable contract. Whatever contract he signs, whether we can debate, is it going to be 14 or is it going to be 16, is it going to be 18, is it going to be 20? Wherever it is in that range is in the range of extremely tradable and useful for trade purposes, you know? And so I would not shy away from signing Santi Aldama.
All right, so in Halliburton and Siakam, you got Jaren and Ja. With Miles Turner, you've got a very different Zach Edey there, but you got a big, right? So yeah. You got your Toppin with Santi Aldama. Is Scottie Pippen your T.J. McConnell? Is Scottie Pippen
or your Andrew Nimhart?
Or your Andrew Nimhart? Yeah, he's more like
a bit smaller than that.
Yeah,
but he's more. He's a very similar player to Nimhart. He's just a little bit smaller, but he's actually quite similar.
Yeah, no, I can see that. What, by the way, did you make of Zach Edey? We've not even mentioned this, Jeffrey. Zach Edey going 101 in a Kia.
I mean, I don't endorse reckless. I don't. First of all, fast and reckless, not necessarily the same thing. I'm not endorsing fast.
I wonder if over 100 they converge, Chris. I think over 100, fast and reckless.
If you're driving through Kansas on a straight line road, right, there's literally no other cars around you.
Okay, maybe
not. You know, I think it depends on the situation. But in any case, like, I'm not endorsing the behavior. But it seems minor enough, one would hope, that we could at least laugh about it.
Right.
And so, like, you know, I mean, the first thing I got out of that is, like, Zach Edey clearly does not drive a stick shift. He did not need his left foot.
He did not need the left foot is the one that had surgery. The left foot.
Right. So you don't need that if you're driving a, you know, an automatic.
Right.
So you just need that right foot, and that right foot clearly works. There are no issues with the right foot or ankle.
Is functional.
You can push the pedal all the way to the floor, so that's good. And I didn't know what a Kia Sorento was. When I hear the word Kia, I think it's like some little hatchbacky thing. Without looking up, and it's like an SUV.
Yeah, it's an SUV.
And so it's fine. It sounds funny just having to think about Zach Edey driving fast in a Kia. But when you actually look it up, and like, it's whatever. It's an SUV.
So, by the way, do you think you put it in the early word? Because there's a section at the end of the early word, and the early word is the newsletter that we send out, people. It's great, and you should get it. Bianca does it every morning. It really is entertaining and informative and all of that. So another reason to sign up for the Daily Memphian. And you had it as your last item, which is sort of always a lighthearted item, stuff going on, et cetera, or whatever, in there.
Right.
We did not write it as a news story, right? We did not write Zach Edey stopped for going 101 in his Kia. Do you think that's news?
I do think it's news because he got a ticket or whatever, and then it became public. I don't think it's the thing you would necessarily want to dig for and make a priority. Like, it's not like, you know, I mean, it's not, there are worse crimes that would be getting a misdemeanor like traffic citation in a different state. To me, is not that big of a deal. But yeah, sure. I mean, it's public record stuff.
So, I think probably, okay, would failure to stop at us fully at a stop sign? You wouldn't have done that, right, though. But 101,
no,
I do think.
No, I think this was like a misdemeanor reckless driving citation or something, right? Yeah, so I do think that rises to the level if that's a legit story.
Yeah, I guess I tend to think so, too. I think I'm gonna urge people to listen to your draft podcast, which I found fascinating. I told Jeffrey, often in these drafts, I actually have limited convictions because I understand the limits to how much I've seen them or whatever else. But I do, in the end, develop convictions. Here, I really just have an idea. I said earlier that the Colorado straight guy who was on your, what is his name again? The guy that
Knee Clifford.
Smith
is in the Knee tournament. Clifford, so a lot of people have probably seen him.
I just had a brain fart there. Knee Clifford. We've seen him. I just don't like the idea of it because it seems so positionally driven, and he doesn't have but he could be great. I saw him that one game in person with my own eyeballs, but the idea seems so positionally forced that I'm not at all convinced by Neat Clifford. But I don't have actual much in the way of convictions about these players, but the podcast was interesting, and you all have sort of brought yourself up to speed on him to the extent you can.
Yeah. The bad thing about the draft, and we didn't spell this out on the pod, but I was texting with a friend earlier about this. The bad thing about the draft for the Grizzlies, 16 is a pretty good spot to get a player. The two teams picking right ahead of them are San Antonio and OKC.
Oh, God.
So of course, whoever, no matter who you want, decide who you want,
right,
and get prepared to watch them go off the board to San Antonio or OKC.
Well, that's the argument for trading up. Like, you've said there are four things they can do, and the least likely, I think we all agree, is trading up. But there are a couple of guys who are both like on your at the top of each of your lists who you could
pursue. If you have a real strong conviction, and I don't know, their player may not be like my player, but like it seems like it would be like Carter Bryant or Cedric Howard, Colin Murray, both one of those guys. If you have a strong conviction, one of those guys is going to be a high-level starter for you in short order. Like, we're talking about, like, attaching a future first-round pick with the Co-Anthony salary to go trade for, like, P.J. Washington or whatever, right? You think one of those guys is going to be better than that and soon? Then why wouldn't you attach your first-round pick, you know, to get that guy? You know?
100%.
You got to be right, but why wouldn't you do that?
Right, and just because you were wrong about Jake LaRavia when you did it doesn't mean that you're going to be wrong about the next one. So, anyway, we'll talk more about the draft next week. You did do the your film roundup of what's happening in film in Memphis this week. And zombies? The answer is zombies?
So this movie apparently, the word coming out is this movie is good. I'm going to try to go see it this weekend. It may not be for all speeds. I don't think it's probably your speed. But right. 28 years later, it's the third film in a series, started with 28 Days Later and then 28 Weeks Later. This is a long-delayed third movie. And the first one came out 2002, 2003, something like that. It's quite good. And it's about, you know, it's predicting the future. It's like, you know, a virus, you know, gets loose from a laboratory and infects the population. And in this case, it's sort of a zombie-esque situation. And so it's basically a zombie movie, but it was quite a good one. And so this one, you know, as the title indicates, takes the same story and pushes it forward a few decades.
And then do I gather you've seen Materialists?
Oh, yeah, I really like Materialists. I think it's really interesting. I think there are people who hate it.
Really? What's the hate? It seems like a rom-com. Is there anything to hate?
Well, it's not a rom-com in the sense of, like, you know, I don't know, whatever you're thinking about as a rom-com, this movie
right.
is not quite
Julia
that.
Julia Roberts in anything. Right, yeah, it's
no,
not that.
This movie is really thinking hard about, like, you know, money and material needs and how that impacts your romantic life and, like, how that complicates the idea of romance, like, you know, in a real hard tacks kind of way, brass tacks kind of way. And I think it's quite an interesting movie. I think the fact that there are people who hate it is a byproduct of it not being a conventional rom-com, that there's sort of stuff going on there that could rub you the wrong way, maybe. But I thought it's quite interesting and also quite well done. It's a real breezy watch. And so I recommend it.
And then finally, we got Jurassic Park at the Pink Palace Saturday as part of their Movies and Brews series.
Yeah, that sounds like a real good time to see that movie on the on a big, big, big screen. Sounds great. I mean that movie works. It worked when it came out, and to this day it still works in terms of special effects working in a way that really grabs you in a movie. Like, that's like tippy top crust is the first Jurassic Park movie.
All right, thank you, Chris, appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Yep. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Jeffrey, do you have thoughts on either zombies or Jurassic Park?
So I have not. I think I'm the person. I'm the one person that hasn't seen 28 Days Later.
No, you'd be the second person because I'd be the first.
Okay, so
there's no chance I'll ever see a zombie movie.
So I completely agree with Chris. I don't know, about a month or so ago, Jurassic Park was on one of the TV stations again, and I was blown away at how well it actually holds up. Because a lot of stuff in the 90s where we really started with special effects and the computer-generated stuff, it just doesn't work. But for whatever reason, that movie still does work. I think it's really good.
Really good.
Like, as like a kind of the – it's not quite – it's not horror, but it is like – it is – it's frightening.
In terms of movies of its type – I mean, you didn't see Jaws in the original moment, but it sort of felt like.
I mean, I think it's kind of the same. Instead of one monster, you have
right. You have multiple monsters, right. But it feels sort of very similar.
Correct.
All right, we got to take a break. Oh, it's summer, ladies and gentlemen. It is officially summer. Here's how I would celebrate. I'd go to Oak Hall. And I'd take advantage. The great thing about their performance polos is they look spectacular. I was wearing one just the other day from Peter Millar. They look spectacular, but they're comfortable. They're incredibly comfortable, and they look spectacular in the summer heat. Also, underrated, maybe you don't think about it, swimwear. Best bathing suit I've ever bought. I got from Oak Hall. So whether you may be going to summer wedding, which case you need a sport coat, whatever it is, summer at Oak Hall, head on in. The AC's cranked. The clothes are beautiful. The people are unbelievably helpful. And no better time to celebrate summer than with a trip to see our friends at Oak Hall. Going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
If you are looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union would be the place to go. It's where we went recently. Claire moved to town. Her sons moved to town. Leaders Credit Union. That's where we've been. You can walk into the Bartlett location. They have a location. They have a brand new one in Arlington. But honestly, you can just download the app. Download the Leaders Credit Union app. It's an unbelievable app. And you will discover what I discovered. This is true whether you're looking for an auto loan, whether you're looking for a home loan, or whether it's actually not as complicated as you think just to move your darn accounts over to somewhere where you're going to be treated the way you want to be treated. Because a lot of times at a bank, let's be honest, you get kind of sick of it. You're kind of sick of the nickel and diamond. You're sick of the 17 different name changes as it changes ownership 17 different times. Leaders Credit Union, because it is a credit union, it doesn't have corporate overlords who they're trying to extract money from your pocket. Every single dime goes right back into better rates, better service, better technology. It is Leaders Credit Union. You'll discover what I discovered. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. It's interesting, Jeffrey, we were talking about Jurassic Park because the New York Times recently did a piece on Jaws. I guess this is an anniversary of
Jaws. The 50th.
Okay. So they did a piece on Jaws where did this template not exist before? I don't really know. But here's the point. They said that Jaws sets up a template that a million creature movies in the wake of Jaws followed. Okay? Here's the template. One, a mysterious creature.
Yep.
Okay? Stalks and attacks. Two, a nameless victim. Okay? Three, or maybe that's three, a reluctant hero emerges.
Yep.
Okay?
Roy Schneider.
To challenge local authority.
Yep.
That's the town mayor. Enlists a couple of experts. That's like your shark. That's Quint or whatever his name is, right? Whatever.
And Richard Dreyfuss.
Right. Yeah. Finally, that's right. A major sacrifice. Someone has to go, right?
Yep.
Right. Someone has to go, leads to a final confrontation. Okay. And then they win. Okay. So let's just see, for example, they've taken a whole bunch of other films and they've asked. So first you need a creature. Okay. So you had the shark in Jaws. I never saw Tentacles. That's an octopus. Or Grizzly. That's in 76. Was a grizzly bear. Alien. There's an alien, presumably.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I never saw Alligator in 1980. There's a movie called Razorback in 84 where it was a wild boar.
So now we're just going through SEC nicknames.
No, Anaconda. Although the Anaconda's not a bad nickname.
Yeah.
Anaconda in 1997. Some Bugs in the Mist. I don't know that one. A Lethal Virus and Contagion. Okay, whatever. So there's a whole bunch. You got your beasts, okay? Then you got a remote location. So, for example, I could go through them again, but like Anaconda is in some river. They're stuck on some river, right?
I believe it's the Amazon.
Yeah. Is it the Amazon? Okay. An alien, you're on a spaceship, yep. Right? Jaws, you're in Amity Island. That's where mm-hmm. that is. Okay.
Cape Cod.
So then you get the first victim. In Jaws, it was a skinny dipper.
Mm-hmm.
In Alien, did you ever see Alien? It was an officer. There's an officer who died in Alien. A dinosaur handler in Jurassic Park. Do you remember that? Do you remember the dinosaur handler getting a poacher? I'm sure the fans love that. In Anaconda. Okay. Then you got the reluctant hero emerges. There you got the Martin Brody in Jaws.
Yeah.
In Jurassic Park, they're two scientists, right? Who emerge.
Goldblum.
Did you ever see, I don't know, a lot of these movies, War of the Worlds, did you ever see that? Dad in War of the Worlds?
It's Tom Cruise.
It was Tom Cruise. Yeah, exactly right. So Jeff,
he's always a reluctant hero.
He's a reluctant hero. Then you got the local authority, okay? And that's the mayor saying we're going to keep the beaches open, right? In Jurassic Park, the park owner?
Yeah.
Was he the authority? Was he the bad guy? Anyway, a bunch of others. In Piranha, there's a scientist. In the deep, there's a kingpin, et cetera. Like, all, whatever. Then you got the experts. So in Grizzly, there was a naturalist who was the expert, supposedly. The expert, of course, in Jaws, it was Quint, who's the fisherman, and then Hooper. That's Richard Dreyfuss, I think, right? And then you got the sacrifice. Some guy's got to die. Like someone who you like has to die. In Twister, the creature was a tornado.
Yeah,
the person who dies is a storm chaser. Do you remember that? I don't necessarily remember that. But whatever. There's a hunter in Jurassic Park. Who
I
dies?
Just mainly remember the cow.
Oh, cow is actually mentioned here somewhere, right? And then you get the confrontation. Usually they blow up. Usually the creature gets blown up.
Yeah,
and usually it's not just stabbed. Sometimes it's blown up, caught fire, whatever else. And so there you go. Now, my only question is, like, did that not exist before Jaws? Like, did that whole stuff not exist? Godzilla?
I was going to say this. How is this?
Like, how is that any different than the Godzilla movies? You know? Don't really know.
I mean, I guess you can make the argument Godzilla wins because he keeps coming back. I mean, King Kong.
Yeah, all these things. Maybe they didn't have all the elements. Maybe there wasn't a reluctant hero, a sacrifice, or whatever else. But evidently,
but like
Jaws
a lot of these stories.
Jaws was terrifying. You did not want to go into the water after Jaws.
Well, I mean, also how much of that though is also just John Williams figuring out like two notes.
Well, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty darn good because it works.
It that sounds like a shark coming up to eat you. Bifus did a piece about the 50th anniversary of Jaws and how, I guess at the time, it only was in one. Back then, there wasn't wide release, right?
Yeah.
But whatever this was, and there was one theater that had it, and people would just line up and line up and line up and line up and line up to see.
I think my dad said he saw it in like Jackson, Mississippi. Right.
On the subject of speeding and Zach Eady, Shadur, by the way, too. Okay, Shadur now has had in the past like month.
Yeah.
Two speeding tickets. Like for a small, you know, for a guy who didn't go to Georgia, that's like, you know, the thing is that.
Well, he didn't wreck.
Yeah, Georgia has a lot of speeding tickets, though.
Yeah.
Georgia has a lot of so let me ask you this. Is it news if a player gets a speeding ticket, and does it matter if it's, like, let's say Zach Edey had gotten a ticket for going 67 and a 45.
Okay.
Is that news? What's news for is any public authority, any public figure getting a speeding ticket news?
I think at this point, yes. Like, I just think this is, like, I'm not saying that's right. I'm not making a moral, like,
I'm just asking. If you ran a newspaper, a website, Zach Edey going, I was on the fence about it, but I think I'm coming down on the side of, if you're going 101, is that what it was? It was 101.
I think the reason why it became news is because he got cited for reckless driving. So I think once you get charged with a misdemeanor, it's different than a citation. Maybe that would be my distinction. Was this a citation or is this a charge?
What if he was just a citation for going 101 in a...
Well, I think it becomes automatic. So I don't think he was like getting, my interpretation would be.
Failure to come to a full stop at a stop sign is not, you'd feel like
Hollywood
an idiot.
Stop, come on.
You can be cited for that though.
Yeah.
So you'd be being an idiot.
But it's like
a parking ticket. Now, a parking ticket, if you have 100 unpaid parking tickets and you have if you owe $8,000 in parking tickets,
correct.
That's news, right? If someone gets a parking ticket, it's not news.
Yes. Like, to me,
failure to signal as you change lanes is not news.
Yeah, unless you find out, like, okay, then the person, because of that, pulled over and you figure out the person's driving with suspended license.
Oh, that's fine. No, yeah. That's fine. But yes, no. So I think that's it. I do think it is news. Have you gone 100? I don't know that I've ever gone 100.
Probably.
I don't know, but maybe you have to look what I drive, though. There are some cars.
Well, you might be endangering yourself.
There are some cars that you can be going 93 without even paying close attention. My car, if I'm trying to get it up to 80, it takes, okay, here we go. I got to Zach Edey that sucker. I got to put my right foot down to get it up to. So some of it is literally what you're driving.
Yeah, I'm going to say I've probably hit 100, but I've never driven like.
I might have hit 100 to go around someone or something.
I wasn't putting the cruise control at 100. I think you would be up there on the people that I would least want to drive on the Autobahn, though.
Me?
Yes.
I'll just be perking along at 65.
Yes, you would actually be a danger.
Although, honestly, when I drive whatever to Michigan or whatnot, I usually set it at 78 because I try
bad
to.
Boy.
I try to be a little under 80.
Yeah. You want to keep it under that 10-mile-per-hour grace period?
I try to, once I go over 80, and then at some point, I literally feel uncomfortable. I feel like this is dangerous. That's why I don't really, I guess the people who are going, zooming around our interstates going 110,
mm-hmm.
I guess there is just a feeling of invulnerability. Like,
well, most of them are also driving more performance cars.
They're driving performance cars that are easily go that.
Correct.
I think
they have torque and.
In terms of. Grizzly players who you would have thought would...
He would not have been high.
He would have been very low on my list.
Yeah.
Anyone lower? Would he have been the single least likely...
Who gives off like the most like rule-following vibes? Because Cam Spencer, I think, for sure, like 1,000%. Like, that reminds me...
I mean, let's be honest.
He
just
like
drives
130.
Isn't the player... You think
I think Cam Spencer would drive like a maniac.
Isn't the player who is most likely who you would have thought would have been, isn't it Gigi? To get pulled over? If I was saying,
John, up there.
Yeah, but Gigi's so young. You know what I mean? Gigi is.
Yeah, but Ja's probably got better cars.
Ja probably has better cars, but Ja also understands he can't be in the news anymore. Yeah. Ja once upon a time. I don't think Ja now is going to be going 100.
So I said this on Wednesday, and I'm curious if you agree. When I read the entire story, like, I have no idea where this place was. It just read like that's a speed trap, like that's like a world famous, like 55 on a highway, right. Like, it's like, you know, it probably dropped from 70 to 55,
so like you're going 101, but it still could be if you're out in the rural whatever straight road flat whatever. I have no idea where it was either. But I would not have taken him in terms of the Shador stuff. Honestly, the fact that it's the second time. And then literally, it came right after he didn't appear for his
I think the problem that Shador has is, like, anytime he does anything, it's news.
Yes, but isn't that a reason for him to?
Sure.
He grew up in an environment where he understands. He has been in a fishbowl all along. I'm kind of surprised. I'm surprised that Shador would get two. Because he's been in a fishbowl his whole life, so none of this is a surprise. Oh, hell, people pay attention when I get pulled over for speeding. He has been in a fishbowl his whole life, and he had two.
Yeah, I mean, usually when you get one, it kind of spooks you for a while, but I mean, what if he was late? What if he had diarrhea?
Lakers, we have not mentioned it'll be nice to see what that team can do now that it's properly resourced.
Exactly. Now that they have the funding that they so desperately have needed. Has just deserved for so long.
They've just been scraping along with paper clips and duct tape, and now they'll be able to get something done. Ridiculous. And also, I just nauseating how much time was spent on it. What is coming up next?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Justin Moore will be hosting the program. I'll join him during the first hour. Partha Padhyay going to join him during hour number three. Blake Topmeyer joins Tim Murray and I on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back. No, I swear we will be. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. For now, work is done.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.